Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I am an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on the issue of an insurance policy deductible in connection with a homeowner insurance policy. This informational segment is a segment in a series of informational segments concerning the Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy. Many times, a homeowner will ask, do I need to pay the insurance policy deductible if I file a homeowner insurance claim and the damage was not my fault? Before I begin discussing the subject matter of this informational segment, I'd like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 28 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related insurance claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. With respect to the issue of homeowner insurance policy deductible, in simple terms, an insurance policy deductible is the amount that an insured or homeowner agrees to pay before the insurance company will pay any loss or expense. When you as a homeowner file a homeowner insurance claim, you are not required to pay any deductible by the mere fact that you filed an insurance claim. What occurs is that the insurance company will evaluate the amount of your damages and make a determination as to whether the amount of damages exceeds the amount of the policy deductible. If they make the decision that that amount exceeds the policy deductible, they will pay you the amount of your damage above and beyond the policy deductible. If your damages are less than the policy deductible, you will not receive any payment. Generally, a policy deductible comes off the gross amount that is being paid. However, there are exceptions where the limit of coverage is applied. The exceptions will not be covered in this informational segment. Should you suffer a loss and believe the insurance company did not fairly evaluate the amount of your damages, you have certain rights and obligations under the insurance policy. One of those rights includes the right to have a reference hearing to determine the amount of damage without the need of having to file a lawsuit. If you have not viewed our segment on reference, I would invite you to do so at this time. If in the connection with a claim, you have utilized the services of a board-up company or damage remediation company, and the insurance company has made a payment to one of those providers on your behalf, you may be obligated to that provider to pay the amount of your policy deductible. Should a provider, such as a board-up company or remediation company, provide services prior to the settlement of your claim and request that you sign an authorization, take care to read that authorization to see what responsibility you may have individually for any costs that are not covered by the insurance policy, including payment of the amount of the policy deductible. If you have suffered a loss and need assistance with your homeowner insurance claim, please do not hesitate to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley. We offer brief, free telephone consultations concerning homeowner insurance claims. We also offer flexible fee arrangements, including contingent fee, hourly fee, and a combination of both reduced contingent with a reduced hourly fee provision. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.attorneyfeener.com or www.homeownerclaims.com. Please note that this informational segment is not to be taken as legal advice. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for listening to this segment and remind you that this informational segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules. Any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to the segment, and have a good day.